is the topic is thinking versus doing. And there's a story that I share that I heard from someone that there's this Hollywood, big famous Hollywood writer that gets approached by someone who's really excited to meet him, you know, celebrity, he's, you know, idol. He's like, hey, you know, I'm really excited. I love your work. And, you know, I'm thinking about being a writer. And then the writer, the professional, turns to him and says, then you'll never become a writer. Mm. And if you let that land, it's so true, because the ones that make a dent in the universe to make a true change and impact on the world are the ones that are in the doing. And they may not have all the answers, but they're pursuing what they're curious about, and they're seeking, but they're also immersing themselves in the experience and in the practice. And through that practice, they start discovering perspective, mm-hmm. and start connecting with the people. It empowers them to do more and more. And sometimes they shift, and sometimes they say, you know, this isn't for me, but at least in the doing. But with the thinking, the dangers of that, and I, like you, Jan, I'm the same way. I am also very anxious. I'm here a lot.
Yeah.
I'm dancing a lot. So I overthink a lot of things. And that's something that really, as a creator and a coach, I still work through all that. Because mm-hmm. like you, I have this love-hate relation with social media. It's like, yeah. I know it's a necessary, but, you know, so when it comes to like the thinking, sometimes I journal and I'm like, okay, I wrote this idea way too much, or I've been talking about this way too much. Either I do something with it or I discard it. So I'm self-awareness plays a big role, Jan. And I think the more and more we're self-aware of the ideas and the thinking and say, okay, either I accept it or I discard it. Because if you think about it, you're never going to do it. So I agree with you about the whole thing about overthinking. And sometimes you just got to do. Just like.